game.
We got the best guys. Trigger warning. This is the Tyranny Trumps, broadcasting from the 88th floor of the Trump Tower. We broadcast you. We alter your taste buds with $85 frozen steak that tastes like shoe leather. We make your toupee smell like deep fried steak. But the Freedom Fiends, the show you're listening to, is in fact covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments or government agents. Can you feel it? Is it working, Jim Jesus?
Meow. I'm feeling it.
Michael W.D. was going to join us, but like any other cat, he sleeps 19 hours a day. So I'm kidding. Michael works very hard, but he is sleeping tonight. So
he works very hard at sleeping in.
Working on the night shift. Yeah, I normally don't get my first Facebook tag until a good like 1 or 2 in the afternoon on most days. That's the aged punk rock equivalent of getting your morning newspaper. Like, yeah. Wake up, have a little lunch, and then my first Facebook tag from MWD on a roll in pretty soon. I got like 8 of them while I was at my comedy show tonight. It was great. See, I pretend to hate it, but yeah. You know, little love bombs.
But you know what I do hate? You know what I really hate? Is I just now found out before we started this thing, is that that Las Vegas, my wonderful hometown here, actually my hometown's Riverside, California, but my adopted home, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now getting the Raiders. We are now going to have Raider Nation here, and all of the deplorables, the deplorables, Raider fans.
Well, since you live there, aren't they going to change it to Bader Nation?
Oh, I know, right?
But
this is you're trying to make me cringe, man. We are not even a minute into the show.
You should be happy. You're getting an NFL team. It's going to be great for sports gambling, and that's going to be good for Steve Miller. It's going to be great for the Lulberts, and we're going to be winning all the time. We're going to be winning so often. We're going to be winning a lot more than the Oakland Raiders, first of all, and we're going to be winning so much. You're going to come up to me on a Lulberts episode one day, and you're going to say, "Steve, we need to tone down with the winning." And I'm going to say, "Jim, it's the Korean World Series this week. The last thing we're going to do is win, because they got two former MLB pitchers that have a little bit of gas left in the tank, and we're going to bet those unders because those ballparks are nice and big over in Korea, and the ball players are nice and big too, and we're going to bet those unders, and it's going to be phenomenal."
Ah, man, but the city's going to pay for a stadium. It's the same story every time they build one of these stadiums.
Sports socialism.
Do you know the NFL is a nonprofit organization? Like, I did not know this.
Well, yeah, it stands for not for loot.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. What they do is they say, "Oh, we're a nonprofit organization. So if you want your own team, you have to take taxpayer dollars in order to pay for this thing." And then, don't worry, all the local businesses will do so well with all the booming economy because, you know, Keynes was right? And every single time, it's the same story. The businesses
are you saying
don't
the Raiders
the
broke your window? Show me on the window where the Oakland Raiders broke you.
Right in the eye patch. Now, we are getting an NHL team. They haven't announced the team's name yet. They're going to announce it this season sometime.
Wasn't it the Vegas ANCAPs?
Oh, it's pretty much the colors are going to be black, silver, and gold, which are like, you know, black and gold is ANCAP, and then black and silver or black and gray is would be agorism. So it's basically an ANCAP agorism team, and they're going to be calling themselves the speculation is going to be the Nighthawks, which it's better than the Black Knights. You know, they always triumph.
Oh, that's a little. A little clansy.
Yeah, so that was taken off the table. But the thing was
that cross was burned off the table. it was one bridge too far when the captain wanted to be called the Grand Wizard.
Pretty much. So, but they built their own stadium on private land with their own money. The owners did, and they own all
that must have brought ANCAP little tears to your eyes.
It did. So it's basically truly a quasi-free market team, you know, unlike these socialist football teams that are like, give us money. And they said they're not going to raise our taxes. Don't worry. They're going to apply a tax to all the people who come here to sleep. All the hotels are going to have now a tax. And that's going to pay for it. Because, you know, tax don't have any kind of negative externalities, you know. No one's going to go, oh, it costs me a little bit more to go to Vegas. I think I'll skip this time. No one's ever going to do that because government and taxes are magic. Bell curve? Never. It's ridiculous.
Wow, you can't just wait mentioned for the bell curve, you're a racist.
Other bell curve.
I know you didn't mean the book.
You're always trying to bring it back. This is not the right stuff, okay?
No. If there's any opportunity to have my triggers timber me triggers, it's going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I believe in, getting offended. It's a core value.
And what's really offensive is Raiders are like a special class of fan. Like they're unlike any other. They are very obnoxious. They'll riot when their team wins and or loses. They'll riot while they're in the process.
And that's a very frequent outcome. Like you don't need a compulsive gambler to tell you that most games are either won or lost. There are really not too many ties, and they'd probably riot on a tie after enough of them.
Yeah, and usually they do like tie breaking type things like overtime and you know. But you know, they insist on writing anyways. Yeah.
They're pirates. See? You thought Somalia was so great, then they send their pirates over. Now what's happening? Yeah. Yep, taking the refugees. The truth.
Are you saying that Oakland is Somalia? That seems pretty racist.
It doesn't have a government, not anymore. Now that it's Las Vegas, you're gonna run.
I just didn't want this thing to happen. The other idea was they're gonna have the Chargers come here. So I guess that's a little bit better. Have you heard the Chargers theme song? It is
San Diego Superchargers charge.
Yeah, that song is a hate crime. All the other football teams have like orchestras doing a march or some kind of battle hymn, whereas San Diego has like this disco inferno song that's out of the 70s. It's just terrible. Who does that song?
It is on the soundboard of the Sports Gambling Podcast. What? one of the greatest podcasts out there. It's one that I listen to every day. Well, every time it comes out. But yeah, that Walbert's Fiends. It's all you need in this world.
Yeah, but you didn't listen to the new Fiends yet, or new Walbert's yet, because it just came out before we did the show.
What, you think you're better than me?
Yeah, I think I am.
All right, well, now we got that out of the way. who you having beef with? You beefing with anyone lately? How's the war between you and Shulman?
It's all quiet on the Western front right now.
Are we not supposed to discuss this? Because I'm like, a little behind on my emails and my Facebook tags. I'm like, I don't know if like discussing the ongoing feud with Shulman is allowed or not. I thought your Amazon review was great, though.
Oh, it was beautiful. Not to toot my own horn, toot, but I thought it was really beautiful.
It was a work of art.
Yeah, and even he thought it was a work of art. And that was the last time I've kind of heard from that, was he basically said that my troll, which wasn't a troll, it was my own opinion, of his review, my review of his film Alongside Night was a troll, but it was very artistic. I think that was his word, beautifully artistic. So
beautifully artistic troll job.
Yeah.
It was like a stained glass cathedral.
Under a bridge, of course.
This internet commentary.
Yeah, so that's kind of like been wrapped it up. And, you know, it's going to lay dormant like it normally does. It lays dormant. And then for some reason, he feels
you know?
Yeah. And then it just resurfaces in the form of him responding to like a 3-month-old comment on YouTube. And then it just snowballs all over again. It's like, why are you responding to me? This was a 3-month-old comment. Like, what are you doing? Stop.
Maybe he's got A-list and B-list feuds that he's got going on. Maybe you and Michael are on different cycles. Maybe it's like women with their menstrual cycles. Like if you get a couple,
we need to move in together. If you get a couple,
get them synced. Get your Shulman sites syncing together. Once every 28 days, he finds an old YouTube comment. It's like, bro, you hated my movie. I tried explaining that movie to the people at work, and they looked at me like I was absolutely insane. They're like, this sounds like the worst thing ever made. There's no way I'm going home to watch this. I'm like, no. You should. The man who made the movie will attack you on the internet if you say anything bad about the movie. And two, also might need an organ or two because he's in failing health. And, like, the one place that's going to be available is the very ANCAP mall depicted in the movie. And the only way that you can make that a reality is to watch the movie so that he gets his, 4.6 cents of streaming revenue or whatever and can go to Chinatown, buy a pancreas or, you know, whatever it is he needs and have it thrown in by some, Craigslist doctor.
By the way, we should point out that alongside that is the official movie of the Trump campaign. According to him,
the Freedom Fiends.
No. According to him, and his rationale behind that was that Roku, when you stream the movie on Roku, which is the little thing you plug into your TV that lets you watch the internet on your TV, you know, because there's ads on Roku, and one of the ads that plays is the Trump political ad, and because sometimes it also plays when you stream his movie, therefore he's explicitly endorsing this film.
He also, his ads also come up on Spit Gay Black Guys Say, one of my all-time favorite YouTube videos. Girl, I'm not featuring that. No ma'am, no ham, no turkey, no salami, no ketchup, no mustard, no mayo, no salt, no pepper, no garlic powder. You could turn and get back with your girl because I'm not featuring that. Oh, God, I love it. Yeah.
I'm really wondering whether or not he's going to turn into a Raiders fan.
I absolutely lost it when I saw a Trump ad on that video, though. Oh, God, it was wonderful. Because one of the lines in it is, I think Donald Trump is a bottom. But, you
know. You think so? You.
Who's going to turn into a Raiders fan? Donald Trump?
No. No. No.
If you don't get Donald Trump home by midnight, he'll turn into a Raiders fan.
Yeah. Trump
more fairy tales. Football.
Yeah. Didn't he have his own league?
Yeah, the USFL failed. Ugh.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
I got something to say. I smashed a computer today, and it doesn't matter much to me as long as it's dead.
All right.
Felt pretty good. Felt pretty good.
Should have saved it for Redemption of the Third Act, but whatever.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid power outages. I blame the government. It's all the government's fault that computer died, so.
It's always the government's fault.
Yeah, 10-year-old computers. What are you going to do? Anyway, so tell me about Austin Peterson, speaking of crappy libertarians.
Yeah, so on today's edition of Who's a Dick in Liberty, we are Richard. Serving up who's a Richard, who is a Nixon in Liberty. We are serving up former libertarian candidate for president, talking head, blowhard, egomaniac, Austin Peterson. who ran
put Tony Styles on us.
But basically running slash run. It's on the libertyconservative.com. I'll read it. This is from the article. One of the strengths of the liberty movement has always been that the web of libertarian think tanks, institutes, and foundations work to create content and spread the message of small government. From the Mises Institute for the Foundation for Economic Education to the Cato Institute, there are plenty of libertarian organizations that have done good, honest work. And then there's the Stonegate Institute. The project of the Libertarian Republic, founder and former libertarian presidential candidate Austin
Peterson. Former libertarian. It would have just been great if you just ended it with that. Former libertarian, period. Go ahead.
Now full-time con man. The Stonegate Institute presents itself as a, quote, nonprofit organization that aims to, quote, empower activists and advocates to challenge abuses of authority through reporting, training, and advocacy. The Institute operates currently with a small staff. Only 6 employees are currently listed on their website, including Peterson himself. On every page of the site, there's a large donate prompt, so it's clear that the organization that is looking for funding. Should liberty-minded donors open up their pocketbooks for Austin's new project? What does Stonegate do exactly? That's a good question. Joe Trotter, executive director of the Stonegate Institute, states that the Institute's goal is to, quote, connect motivated people with the expertise they need to bring local activism to the next level. Grassroots campaigns are capable of making real change, but they're often hamstrung by lack of resources and training, he said. On the site's blog, which is updated weekly, there is only one example of Stonegate being involved in any real political activity. The Institute's, quote, donor relations officer, Zach Garrettson, spoke in favor of less restrictive marijuana laws at a county meeting in Escambia County, Florida. Stonegate covered the event in an article titled, Activists Supported by Stonegate Institute Wins Big for Medical Marijuana. The advocacy section of their website is sparse, presenting the following. The Stonegate Institute also engages in direct advocacy on important issues. We provide model legislations about important issues and help other organizations with their advocacy efforts. There's no model legislation to be found anywhere on the website or clear examples of them helping other or outside organizations with any other advocacy efforts. What about, quote, training? The Institute claims to provide training and resources to those who want to make a difference in their community, although there are no examples to date on the Stonegate blog of the organization providing such assistance. Beside the site's blogs, the only other regularly updated part of Stonegate's site is their donation page. Trotter, the executive director, claimed via email that Stonegate is a 501c4 social welfare organization. Organizations of this nature, per IRS law, must promote the social welfare first and be involved in politics second. As a general rule, to avoid an audit and other political ramifications, they are recommended to spend 50.1% or more of their budget on non-campaign activity. The only way for the public to keep track of these is by forms, is by this one IRS form 990, which they haven't filed, despite the fact that they've been operating for a while. After reviewing the databases, they hadn't provided 990s anywhere. This could be all explained away if they were still in its planning stages, but they've been collecting hundreds of dollars per month, pretty much every month, and they auctioned off a gun, a replica George Washington gun, similar to the one Gary Johnson threw in the trash, winning the hearts of many.
I was going to say, is it similar to the one, or is it the one?
I pulled this out of the tree.
So you're going to do something with it now?
Who wants this arcade piece of libertarian history? I'm raffling it off for my fraudulent political training charity. It is unclear, due to the fact that the organization has no IRS Form 990 on record, where any of the money was spent. So, please donate. Please keep giving these people your money, because having an opinion is the same as having a marketable skill. So you need to give up some cash.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself. A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon. Your house is your property.
This is the Freedom Fiends. No facts.
All right, so this Austin Peterson article. Just even sure it makes me laugh. I'm sorry. This Austin Peterson article is hilarious, especially when you get down to the comment section and everybody's doing this. You said it was a sock puppet. I'm noticing people who are on the staff page at the Stonegate Institute in the comment section, and it's all six of them.
So, all hands on deck.
Yeah, Joe, Zach.
It's a six-man squad, and they roll six deep.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to disparage me with a blog post, I'll tell you that. I'm going to roll in there with the staff of my imaginary institute, and I'm going to fight for liberty.
And it's always the same kind of excuse making all the time. It's the same stuff like, oh, you're making fun of us for taking money. Don't you take money too? It's like, but we're not an non-profit. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's the same kind of nonsense. That's always like a huge red flag for me. And another huge red flag for me is when you go to the website, stonegateinstitute.org, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It's like he's got that kind of Trump-esque looking logo. It's, you know, it's kind of got the black marble and the gold.
Make stones gate again.
Yeah, it's very like vaporwave 90s kind of power tie thing.
Vaporwave.
And it looks ugly. And so, but he has like one of those slideshows. You know how when you go to a website and they have those slideshows and that shows like, oh, check out this product we have. And then like 3 seconds later, it swipes away. And then you're like, oh, look at this other product we have. And it swipes away. Oh, look at our charity work. This is just the same picture. And it just loops over and over, but it's not swiping. It's just blinking. So like when
swiper,
you go away,
no
you,
swiping.
Yeah, you look like you're looking at a 1990s website with blinking text and dancing baloney. It's kind of sad. And it's got some articles underneath it like, oh, it's illegal to curse in Oklahoma on the Sabbath. And, oh, look, in North Carolina, they don't want body cams. It's, you know, the typical kind of libertarian media, which, whatever. But this is a non-profit organization that I'm supposed to be dumping money into. Like, they can't even make a decent website. How long did they say they have this thing running for now? A while?
Yeah, 6 months.
And they still haven't figured out the slideshow feature.
Six people. And, yeah, you're still on a slideshow and all that. And that's the thing. Is I hate having my intelligence insulted. And these people that are like donation mongers, they're what are you like the idea that like we all understand value, that like we all, like everybody in your audience has at least a halfway decent handle on economics, presumably, and the value you offer for what you're asking is just so incredibly low, like consistently not producing what you say you're going to produce, blowing your own deadlines that you set for yourself.
Don't worry, we're going to release our financials next month. 3 months later, contact me again, I'll sue you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you block people that ask you like questions about any of it. And yeah, that doesn't make you look innocent, for the record. Apparently in some people's eyes it does. Apparently if you're nice to some people at a Liberty for 5 minutes, that is cool. But yeah, it's just very, very odd. But don't get scammed, kids. And you know, cut these people off at the pipeline.
Yeah,
but not telling you what to do with your money, but good gravy. You don't need to subsidize people's annoying libertarianism, because like we're not talking about a person who's not completely obnoxious here. You know, the Austin punchable face.
Yeah.
Not that I'm advocating. You're violating the punch in the face. No, I'm not saying anybody should run up and punch him in the face. I'm saying it's a very, very punchable face, and that when you look at him, your hands get face puncher's fist.
Yeah, it's kind of an idiom. No one's actually suggesting that you grab anybody by the man genitals, but we all know that that's a term. You know that's an idiom. Punchable
face. Google face punch markets.
Yeah. Google the Rumbler app. You know, if he was on there, it'd be tempting. But I don't know. I think he takes karate, so it'd probably not be a good idea to punch him unless you know what you're doing. You know, maybe McAfee could. John McAfee could probably punch him. But yeah. Chances are he won't. Chances are he won't. If he does, he'll probably just flee back to Belize.
Better, yeah. I'd rather be in Belize than with Austin Peterson. Those are my two options. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then he also lives in Missouri. So there's that. I mean, you could say hi to Randy, but what else is there to do in Missouri? Really? Missouri.
Not a lot.
I mean, look at how they say it. Missouri. It's Missouri. And there goes our stations. Yeah. There goes the Missouri stations. No.
Do we have Missouri stations? If not, well, I'm totally cool with just making the entire rest of the show just a total takedown of the Show Me State, because I got some serious beef with the state. Yeah. There'll be no Missouri compromise tonight, but oh, boom.
I will say that every time I visit...
current with a Civil War joke.
Every time I do visit Kansas City, I'm always happy. So I will say that. I will say that about Missouri.
Why is that?
It's fun. It's a whole lot of fun. There's lots of stuff to do. Yeah, and the barbecue is amazing. Barbecue is amazing.
Yeah, this is what I hear.
Kansas City, Missouri barbecue. That's how you have to say it. Kansas City, because they don't say Kansas City. It's Kansas City, Missouri. And they have amazing barbecue. Yeah, Kansas City, Missouri. And if you say Kansas City, they'll get upset.
The Philadelphia accent is cancerous enough. Have you heard it? Oh, it's the worst. Hey! There's this woman running for Senate in Pennsylvania named Katie McGinty. First of all, you're a grown woman named Katie. Get it together, Kate. Katie. Secondly, she has got the hardest, worst Philly suburbs accent. It is nails on chalkboard. And she's running against the current senator, who looks like a potato farmer, and who, in order to get into Harvard, had relations with a molester priest at a Boy Scout camp. And I have a corroborating witness who was there and who saw it all and is now locked away in a nut house.
So, like, I'm going to be after the Raiders move here.
You think the Raiders are going to put you in the nut house? They're going to win four games a year. They're going to, well, I don't know.
It's either that or they're going to put me in the nut shack.
I wonder if it's going to affect how well they're going to play for the rest of the year, like knowing that they're not going to be in the same city next year. Wonder if some of them are just like, forget it. You know, we're not going to have to face these hard Oakland crowds. It's just going to be...
They're going to face the hard Las Vegas crowd. I mean, like, there's some pretty rough areas of Vegas that don't think it's all glitz and glamour, even though that whole place is pretty dirty, if you really look at it.
But the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. There's some pretty dingy areas of Vegas, for sure. Very, very bad areas. Don't recommend going down there.
Awful. Just terrible. America's
just terrible.
City.
Awful. It's like a third world country. Frankly, it's because the jobs are moving out of the country. Because of her and her rapist husband. Frankly.
You think he's going to bring Monica Lewinsky to the last debate?
I don't think she wants anything to do with that. Last time I saw her, she did like the speech about like she can't get away from it. Every time they see her, it's always the same thing. She just wants to be over it. She's pretty cute now, by the way. She lost a lot of weight. Yeah, she's pretty milfy. Pretty milfy.
Oh, she lost a lot of weight. Yeah, nah. Like I like me a nice buxom dame. Not to be objectifying of our nation's first ladies, but you have any particular first lady?
I think she was the second lady. First ladies get to come out from underneath a desk.
Sloppy second lady. who, wh- What first lady do you think was hotter? Are you a Dolly Madison kind of guy? You like Barbara Bush?
I'm more of a Jackie O kind of guy. I think it's
that's so gross. You saw the meme, right? The Jackie O meme that was making its way around the internet.
No.
Like 2 days ago. It's JFK sitting in the car with his brains shot out, and Jackie's like crawling up onto the seat behind him, like trying to like get his brain tissue to put it back together like it's some sort of Rubik's Cube. The text of it reads JFK gay AF because she got that big old booty and he fallen asleep. But the Secret Service dude's coming up for it. He's like running for it.
Run. I thought that meme was, why can't I hold all these brains?
You know, it's timely. Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait until it's fall so we can get hoodies and pumpkin spice lattes and edgy memes. The memes aren't as edgy in the summertime. The greatest internet trolling always happens in the winter. You get everybody inside. You get everybody with nothing else to do. They'd sit on the internet and troll one another.
No, I'm going to disagree with you because I think there's a term called summer FA, summer cigarettes, another word for cigarettes in Britain, the story is people come home from the summer, from schools and stuff, and then they go and play on the internet, and they just ruin everything because they're newbies, they're not that good, they don't know noobs. What they're doing. Yeah, noobs. They're annoying.
Normies.
So they're called summer Fs. And these summer Fs, I think, cloud the internet with so much nonsense that all the good stuff kind of slips by the radar. So that when they're gone, when we're in the winter and the spring, like we kind of, you know, we saved up all that fat. You know, we were saving up all the fat from the good dank fat, for the winter. And now the winter's here, and you know, and the cold is letting us release all that.
Winter's coming.
That good meme ketones. Yeah. So I think that's what's happening.
The meme ketones is the name of my new doo-wop band, by the way.
Okay. So that's pretty much why. That's why. It's not that there's a lack of it. It's just that it's shrouded in normie memes. So. Normie and mom memes.
If I see another meme with minions on it, I'll kill someone. JK.
Or older ladies wearing Chewbacca masks. That can go away. No more mom memes.
Or ones that glorify mommy drinking wine. Hashtag wine moms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth, Justice, American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth, Justice, American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth, Justice, American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth, Justice, American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
It's not really breaking. It was 9 hours ago.
That was it.
And don't you all wish you knew what we were talking about? Yeah, I guess WikiLeaks says that Ecuador has cut off Julian Assange's internet connection, so he's not dead. That was the rumor that was going around for a while, is that he was dead. Dead. But he's not dead.
Yeah, I heard Pamela Anderson killed him with vegan meals.
Yeah.
This is an actual article somebody had posted upon the old internets.
There's also this meme going around saying, if I were, as Julian Assange on there says, if I was lying, no one should be trying to silence me. No, because people sue people all the time for libel and slander. That's not true all the time. You know, if I went around and was like saying so-and-so was some child molester who wasn't, they would try to stop me. They would try to silence me for sure.
Yeah, they generally try to silence child molesters. Speaking of, have you seen that Chris Hansen, formerly of To Catch a Predator, is back catching predators?
Come have a seat.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
the show's called Hansen versus Predators, creatively enough.
And then you said, put it inside of me.
I just came over here to warn her and tell her, you know, don't have sex with dirty old men.
But then you said, you do like to have sex with dirty old men. Not at the context. This context or something.
Yeah, like, well, in most cases, it's them. It's like them posing as a little girl, and they're like, they go into a chat room, they're like, hey, who here's horny? And always some sad wretch of a man is like, oh, yeah. And then he'll get pulled into Chris Hansen's house, and they have a decoy. There's always a decoy. Sometimes they do a little gender bending, too. It'll be, you know, a female decoy playing a boy. It's like Shakespeare, but with child molestation. And
yeah, well, because older women can pull off a young boy's voice, and that's what they also do for, like, cartoons. Like, a lot of times you see, like, younger kid actors or younger kids or voices on cartoons. They're usually done by women. Case in point, Bart Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why everyone was mad when the Bartman came out, the rap, because it was a white woman rapping and appropriation.
That was pre-Azalea, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She's horrible, though.
People don't really remember this now, but the early 90s was like peak political correctness time. Mm-hmm. People loved it back then. It was huge. Huge.
Frankly. Yeah. Tremendous.
Bigly.
Frankly.
Big league.
All of her adult life. Yeah.
Yeah. 30 years. How many women? Rigged.
Yeah. So the moral of the story, at least for this hour, is don't be an idiot. Don't give to fake charities. Please, just don't. If someone says, like, hey, I have a new energy drink that's going to help libertarian people, like, start jobs or something, it's probably not true. You're gonna drink it. The guy's going to put the money in his pocket and use that money to
It's Kool-Aid
have dinner tonight.
Drinking. That's the problem.
Yeah, Kool-Aid. The libertarian scam Kool-Aid. There's a lot of it going around.
Scam Kool-Aid. Yeah. Please change the world with the message of liberty. Win those hearts. Win them for freedom.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, just check out your charities. Don't just give out willy-nilly. If libertarians promise you amazing returns, you're going to get nothing. You will never see your money again. Not just libertarians. Yeah. Libertarians are kind of easy prey because we don't call the cops.
Yep.
We get scammed. We just kind of take it.
Yep. And there is, you know, you could try to publicly shame someone, but really, you're not going to stop it from happening again.
Yeah.
Because people are dumb and they love getting scammed.
And they will defend their scammed status to no end. Like, oh, I was not scammed. I was not scammed. No. I'm sure I'm out like $8 million and I never got land in Chile and it's all over now. That never happened. Those people were wonderful people. All of them. Wonderful people.
Yep.
So, soon I will be starting up a libertarian commune here on the shores in Nevada, where the beach hits the Nevada sand. I'll be selling places really cheap, dirt cheap. Give me a call.
Yeah. Just don't ask who owns the land.
Yeah. Don't ask who owns the land. Just bug out. bug out until you build it.
All you need is a bag.
Yeah. And don't go to the Red Rock Casino in the blackjack section, because I won't be there.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
www.lookupmyfiendsintros. Where are they?
This is...
We're live.
The Freedom Fiends. Broadcast from Podbay 2A. In the libertarian re-education orbit. A Laurel Red High on canon. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a Bip Cat.
No. Bip Kitten. Government. Bip apparently.
Bip Kitten. It's an adorable one. By a Bip Cat. No government license. True cat story. So today I was at Dollar General. Not to brag, not to stat signal.
You mean your office?
No, the Kensington McDonald's is my office.
Okay.
But I was at Dollar General, and yeah. they had a cat coloring book, and I bought it, and I took it home, and I colored some cat pictures. I offered it to my very hood Kensington neighbors. I said, would you guys like to color some cat pictures? And they were like, oh, these cat pictures is dope. And they took with the colored pencils and they started coloring cat pictures. And one of them said, man, I can't wait until the next itty bitty kitty coloring book drops. Like it was a hot record. About to light up the street. Oh yeah, definitely. And then I just had this vision in my head of my neighbors going down and lining up outside Dollar General like they do when the new Jordans come out for the new itty bitty kitty for itty bitty kitty 2, the Dollar coloring book. It was a coloring and activity book because you also had some connect the dots and.
Is it from the itty bitty kitty committee?
But boom. There it is.
Set him up, he'll knock him down.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That's true. So I was wrong. I said something I got to correct on the show last night.
Wrong
I said
about socialism?
No, I was wrong about child rape and Hillary and the connection between the two. I misspoke last night. I was talking about how she had defended a child rapist or an alleged child rapist, and I said that she was making fun of child rapists on the stand. She wasn't. She was making fun of child rape victims of a child who was raped on the stand. That's a little different. Yeah. And that's a liberal form of virtue signaling, isn't it?
Damn. Yeah, pretty much. But to be fair, it's like when you pass the bar and you're in the bar association and they appoint you to a case, you have to defend your client, and even if you think it's terrible,
I know
you got it.
I didn't have a problem with that. I didn't have a problem with that. I'm just saying I misspoke and said that she was hammering away at a child rapist on the stand. She wasn't. She was hammering away at a child who was raped on the stand. Yeah. A little different, but yeah, no.
Everybody.
I don't begrudge an attorney defending their client. I begrudge her talking about how she would love to get her husband's accuser on the stand and put her through the Holocaust or whatever she said.
Crucify.
Yeah, that's it.
Holocaust.
The what?
Oh, yeah. The other thing that you guys were talking about yesterday was the rape island. Which is
Rape Island.
Which Survivor season is that?
Yeah, the whole thing with Bill going there, that's just all nonsense. And the Washington Times is like Bill hilariously bad. Hilariously, the Washington Times, he doesn't
have to go that far to rape. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And he doesn't have to rape kids because, you know, he's got interns that will just hide under
dress up
for him.
Happy, what author happy. Was it who wrote that no man is a rape island?
Isn't that the name of Bill's memoir that he wrote after he was president? Faulkner.
Yeah, but the Washington Times, I believe, is still owned by a Unification Church.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Moonies. Yep.
Yeah, a Unification Church front group. So,
who are oddly right wing in some way for people who perform group marriages and probably have some of the indicators of being a cult. Some signaling. Yeah. They signal. They do some cult signaling.
They're cult signaling. Yeah.
They do some counter signaling too.
I was cult signaling yesterday. I put up a Facebook status that was like, you need to sell all your possessions and give everything to me. Yeah. Ugh, such a cult signaler.
I was virtue signaling a while ago, saying that no one should virtue signal, because virtue signaling is I find to be a little bit abhorrent, so don't virtue signal. You know, I'm better than that.
I have a suggestion for how people should act. How people should do my bidding. I have a suggestion for people for clear communication is, if you don't know somebody very well and you don't talk to them very often, if you write them asking for a favor, it's probably not going to get your favor done as quickly if you put a joke in there that's the opposite of what you're actually asking. So some libertarian wrote me today and asked me, can you give me some audio advice on how to start a podcast? I'm probably gonna pod fade, but I want you to tell me how to do it anyway.
Didn't you make a video how to do that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But you know, and I actually wrote the person back and said, well, since you're admitting you're probably going to pod fade, pod fading is starting a podcast and not doing it for very long. I said, I'm not going to bother to do this. You know, I don't charge people generally to libertarians to tell them how to start a podcast and do it right. I'll help them. But if you're going to pod fade, I'm not going to do it. He wrote back and said, oh, I was just kidding. I just said that because you hate it when people pod fade. And I'm like, yeah, that might work if you and I talked every day, like Jim and Steve and I knew that nothing you said is serious. But yeah, it doesn't help if you...
I heard he's moving a team of his podcasters into Las Vegas, and they're calling themselves the Las Vegas Faders.
I like that. That's good. Yeah.
Them puns.
Jim.
Yeah. So yeah, apparently I didn't realize this, but I guess my podcast is a year old, and I didn't realize it. So yeah, September 27th, I didn't do podcast. No birthday for me. Yeah,
me and my wife's meat-iversary was this weekend. You know what a meat-iversary is? It's the 11th anniversary of the first time you and the gift is meat. It's the anniversary of when you meet. You know, we just had our 10th wedding anniversary a little while ago, but yeah, we had our meat-iversary. Was recently. I don't see the exact day because. Go ahead.
So you had a steak. Is that what you guys did? Yeah, I shared a big rack of ribs.
A big raccoon steak. Yeah.
A rack of ribs and some steak and some raccoon steak and a Trump steak. Ugh.
A Trump steak. Ew. Yeah. I propose 2-term limits. First one in office. The second in jail.
Yeah. I would vote for Trump if I knew that he was going to end up in jail. Or Hillary Clinton, too.
Steve, you have some of your favorite politicians are going to jail, aren't they?
Yeah, we should...
Shaka-shaka-shaka-shaka-shaka-fatah. Yeah, he is.
What?
So there's two. There is Shaka Fatah.
Is it me, or is it Steve Miller quiet?
Yeah, he sounds pretty quiet. I don't know.
Is this any better?
Can burst in and let us know. Yeah.
Okay.
Get on Axis, brother.
Speak up like you're our radio son. Oh, there we go. Yep. Anybody else can chime in? Anybody who else is trying to complete the bingo, the audio bingo board? somebody should make an audio only bingo board. That would be great.
Yeah.
And by somebody, I mean I'll probably do it on the train tomorrow.
Okay. We're bad audio is home.
Rolled up towel. That's going to be one of the key spots. Do you have a rolled up towel? Maybe you could take your shirt off and just throw it there. Nothing lewd. I'm just trying to improve your audio.
Yeah.
Standing here naked, but man, I'm not reverbing.
What?
Because you know how you tell people to put a t-shirt under there?
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, I
said under there, whatever.
someone standing there naked, but by God, their audio sounds good. That was basically the joke.
So Steve Miller sent me something that kind of blew my mind today. He sent me this this website called 2016.independent-candidate.org. HTTP. Log on to our website at http://.
All right, it looks like it was made in 1998.
It looks like it was made in 1998 too. It's red, white, and blue.
Indexed. HTML.
Yes. PHP. Yeah, so it's got all these candidates on it, and I wanted to name the episode after one of these, but I like the one you guys came up with better, which is what? The Truth About Steve Miller.
Yeah, yes.
Which is a takeoff on a Stefan Molyneux kind of naming convention. But so I look on here, the first one I see is a guy named John Fitzgerald Johnson, also known as the Real Grandmaster J. He's a man of the African persuasion. He's black. I'm 164th black, so I can say that.
This is going to be really hard to follow along since they randomize these things every time
you refresh it. I know. Yeah. But
go on. Arrange them by age.
Yeah. Okay. By age?
Yeah.
Really? Well.
Yep.
Okay, so Ed
Baker. There's a little tab for it.
Okay, yeah. So the first one I looked at, I just liked the name, was John Fitzgerald Johnson. And I was thinking we should call this episode, I Knew John Fitzgerald Johnson, I Worked with John Fitzgerald Johnson, and You, Sir, Are No John Fitzgerald Johnson. And the first paragraph of this guy's extraordinarily long bio, I only read one paragraph of it, and I was like, man, this guy makes Tony Styles sound legit. Okay. John Fitzgerald Johnson was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. He shares little in the way of his academic history, but he speaks briefly of previous jobs he has held. So, like, this is, like, he obviously wrote this, but he's, like, shrouding himself in mystery. He is a veteran of which branch of the armed services is not known, an ordained minister and an IT architect. He is a recording artist and the founder of GMJ International Entertainment Multimedia Company. Has produced music.
I think that
for
means Grandmaster J. I think that's what
yeah,
that means.
Yeah, yeah. It's his cell phone.
This couldn't be Styles because the companies are named.
I know. Ooh. Has produced music for a variety of companies, large and small, under stage names The Real Grandmaster J. He campaigns under the slogan, Only We Can Fix Us. I also Googled, I know, the Only We Can Fix Us. Then why do we need you? Okay, Grandmaster J, John Fitzgerald Johnson. I Googled this guy under the Real Grandmaster J.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT NoGov merchandise. The BIPCOT NoGovernment license is licensed under the BIPCOT NoGovernment license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT NoGovernment merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at Fiendfest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPStrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Voting for Egg-a-McMuffin, Jim?
No.
Now you could vote for Paul G. Haid.
I'm voting Jihad for Scott Heller. Scott Keller.
I don't know what that is.
He wants to bring in a resource-based economy, which is basically communism with robots.
Yeah. Zeitgeist.
Yeah. I know it's going to end miserably, but man, I want a Star Trek house.
So we're talking about this website that was made on Angel Fire called 2016.independent-candidate.com. And if you want to see some of the saddest mini biographies of people that are, I would say, what, a good 2/3 mentally ill. Probably all.
You're not talking about 66% of these candidates. You're saying they're all 2/3 of the way to mentally ill.
Yeah. 100% are 66% mentally ill.
Yeah.
It's very specific math we use on the Freedom Fiends when evaluating the mental health of random third party candidates. They start off kind of like normal. They're like, oh, here's Gary Johnson. Here's Bill Weld. You know, here's Daryl Castle of whatever. Then we get down a little more. And we get Jill Stein, Aljamu Baharaga, Ed Baker, David Borman, a software engineer, music lover Brian Briggs. This guy I love because he listed his job as music lover. maybe he's a Rolling Scabs fan. Brian Biggs fancies himself as the average guy America needs as president. An independent, he's beholden to neither major party, and he borrows from both. Ooh, that's the exact moment he should be borrowing from neither. He's on the right side of the spectrum on gun control and his feelings toward Obamacare, but he has leftist attitudes on workers' rights. Ba-ba-ba. Middle-class citizen is this one dude's job, J.D. Crevo. The Constitution Party candidate doesn't offer much on his qualifications, be they academic or professional, but as his party's name implies, he's big on upholding the Constitution. My parchment!
The Constitution Party used to be... I grabbed some pamphlets of them at a gun show. They were... like Constitution Plus, because they were adamantly against gay marriage, which has nothing to do with the Constitution. They wanted to throw drug dealers in prison for a long time, which has less than nothing to do with the Constitution. In fact, drafts of the Constitution were written on hemp before the final one was finalized and written on parchment, which, as we know, is made from sheepskin, which is why you can buy Freedom Fiends buttons that say buy sheep for sheep on sheep and have a hand, a discombobulated a floating hand writing on the side of a sheep. We the sheeple.
Think how many sheep are going to have to die just to get the ballots for this upcoming election, because the write-in votes are going to be coming in strong for Mr. Art Drew, a veteran and electrical servicing business owner. First of all, Art Drew is a great name. Draw me a picture. Art Drew it already. Art Drew is a Vietnam. Art Drew is a Vietnam.
Not as good
veteran.
As Egg McMuffin, though. It's not as good as Egg McMuffin.
Who has owned his own business. He's also from a rural farming area where he learned hard work and appreciation for people who cultivate the land. His policies are non-extreme and find their most comfortable reception in the political
non-extreme.
Center. Yeah, I'm not really looking for anybody non-extreme. I want a total whack job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big year for whack.
It's fun. Okay, here, this is kind of funny. This is the year where everything's topsy-turvy, including that the two mainstream GOP and DNC candidates are extreme, and the third parties are pitching that they're middle of the road. When did that happen?
Are they really extreme? They kind of seem so similar on a lot of issues.
I didn't say they're extreme. Well, a lot of them are like, Hillary and Trump?
Yeah. I want good things to happen. I don't want bad things to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a hot Asian man running. Clifton Roberts, representing the Humane Party. Clifton Roberts is all about animal rights. He himself is a vegan and believes in banning the slaughter of animals for food. He also supports sustainable energy, environmental protection policies, an end to the death penalty, among other left-wing initiatives.
So he's going to take away my Trump steaks.
He's probably going to take away your gun, too. I mean, he didn't say it, but yeah, I would, I'd bet my last dollar this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, I got something that can be shot. Just saying.
Yeah. Kensington, they have a loving slogan. It's shoot dope, not people.
I'm voting for Egg McMuffin.
You should make t-shirts that say that with the Kensington at the top.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the road to freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch. Now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squisklar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
Talking about things off the break, so obscure. I can't even talk about them here. It's too obscure. You hurt yourself.
Oh man. Breaking my heart. Making me want more kittens, actually. Breaking my heart. I'm kitten drunk. I want more.
Kitten drunk.
Cat drunk.
My one cat is more than a handful.
Yeah, well, he's like 108, right?
She's 108.
Yeah.
She's
in cat
she's,
years.
She's 18.
She, yeah.
She's legal. Legal post.
Speaking of people who are 108, one of these candidates is a woman named Sam, S-A-M-M, Tittle, T-I-T-T-L-E. And you asked me if she was hot, and I said, in a G MILF kind of way.
That's a great grandmother. I'd like to
indicate. Like to vote with
G MILF.
G MILF. Yeah. Yeah. She says that the government should be run like a well-oiled business.
That's is that like a porn thing? I don't get it.
It sounds like
a body oil.
You got one, Steve? Who's your favorite?
Ajamu Baraka. So, well, actually, Ajamu Baraka is an internationally regarded human rights activist and a far left social justice warrior. It says
that?
Yes.
I've never heard that as anything but a cuss word used by people who are politically the opposite. Is this actually like they use that word, or they've like kind of taken it back, like the N-word?
He first came into international attention in 1998 after being invited by former UN Secretary Kofi Annan to Paris to attend an event celebrating the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Human Rights. So his political experience is that he went to an event. Domestically, Mr. Baraka played a role in the initial establishment of the Southern Human Rights Organizers Conference, or SHROC, in 1996. SHROC provides a platform for human rights advocates and organizers to discuss issues of the Deep South, as well as training grassroots activists. Oh, Jay-Z sounds like Austin Peterson. Please donate to Jammu Baraka.
He's got a podcast with a Yeti.
With a Yeti. A Yeti microphone. Yeah.
Shots fired and then echoed for minutes later.
I wonder if you got the stickers. Sorry, go on.
Mr. Baraka believes that the United States is a capitalist, imperialist, settler state and a corrupt, degenerate, white supremacist monstrosity. And
that the Wait, did you say he's a social justice warrior or an alt-righty? Yes.
Yeah, SJW Stormfront. Yeah, and that there are efforts by the government to brainwash black people. He considers President Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch living embodiments of the partial success of the country's attempt to colonize the consciousness of Africans and black people. He called them Uncle Toms, basically.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? It keeps it real.
This is kind of interesting. The one that you were reading, he said, was running under the banner of the Constitution Party. He wasn't running under the banner of the Constitution Party. He was running under the banner of the, quote, Constitutionalist Party. It's a misspelling, and it's in quotes, and party is in small letters. What is that? What kind of party is that? I don't know.
Okay, we got Zoltan Ifstad, a futurist, philosopher, speaker, and journalist. You don't mess with the Zoltan. Zoltan.
He said that?
No. Oh. So that's something I'm offering free as a political consultant. He lives in Mill Valley, California. He attended and graduated Columbia, where he majored in philosophy and religious studies, but he had a diverse career as a journalist, businessman, and writer, among other professions. That means he's probably been unemployed for 30 years. A man with a deep affection for science and technology and their potential for improving human life, he founded and is running for president as the nominee of, say it with me, the Transhumanist Party, whose platform endorses technological progress as its main priority, with the aim of enhancing the natural human body to undreamed levels of performance. He's the published author of The Transhumanist Wager, a novel based upon his aspirations for augmented
humanity. Oh, wait. Which one are you looking at? I gotta look this guy up.
Zoltan Ifstad. Zoltan space Ifstad. You might
Zoltan was the first name of the guy. No, it wasn't. Was that the guy that told us like not to share his email with any Jews or their advocates?
Oh, their agents. Oh, I told so many people about that. Yeah, don't share the information in this email with Jews or their agents.
Yeah,
no, it was servants. It was Jews or their servants.
Yes.
No, I don't think it was the same guy. It might have been the same name, but
Hillary Clinton is a liar, a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks. And Donald Trump, what is Donald Trump, Jim?
A liar.
Tell me in the voice of Donald Trump.
Frankly, he's a liar. Okay, excuse me. Okay, he's a liar. He's a socialist, and frankly, his piss-colored cotton candy hair smells like burnt steak, okay?
You can't say that. You can't say burnt steak.
Ken Cross is a liar, a socialist, a management consultant, a semi-retired professional engineer, and a UAW foundry worker.
Beyond his transhumanist policies, Ifstad Zoltan is generally left-leaning. Zoltan Ifstad. He accepts the theory of global warming and believes that human activity is responsible for the climate. However, he rejects any notion of slowing progress in order to address the problem. That sounds like a right-wing idea. Like, yeah, we're all going to die, but let's ramp it up because Jesus is coming next week. Instead, his solution is once again technology, as he calls for research into scientific methods of modifying the planet's climate to compensate for the damage humanity has caused. So, just a big air conditioning unit off of Boston. Yeah. He also professes his personal atheism. Oh, that'll get you elected. Though he is careful to point out that absence of religious faith is not a prerequisite to transhumanist inclusion. We take all kinds of transhumanists, especially due to his... Oh, here's a great way to start a sentence. This is starting a paragraph. Especially due to his feelings toward military spending, an extremely hot-button issue among many conservatives, most of Istvan's political support is to be found left of center. I don't even know what that sentence said. Regardless, he himself would likely agree the point is moot. He readily admits that as a third-party candidate, his chances of winning the election are virtually non-existent. Okay, he's a realist, transhumanist, atheist, let's use technology to... Yeah,
he's putting his name out there so that when we have time travel, we can come back and elect him.
And he says
he's a robot realist
to increase. That's funny. To increase the chances of awareness of the transhumanist platform rather than because he hopes to attain the White House. Hey, I got a recommendation for a TV show that's on Netflix. If y'all got your bingo board, say it, Jim. Come on.
Bingo.
All right. Bingo. There's a new show on Netflix.
Blackout. It's a Blackout. Oh, it's, snap.
It's not. It's not a Netflix original. It's called Spotless, and it's about two guys who are, one guy and his thug brother who are crime scene cleaners and end up doing that for the mafia. Hilarity ensues. Spotless.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on, people. Everyone keeps writing
I'll let you
and
know
saying,
if I spot it.
People keep saying, hey, Michael, every show you recommend, I really like. So, but it's put together by, it's a British and French collaboration. It's from, I think,
is
BBC.
It in British?
It's in English. It's English. English. But it's French people in English, even worse, in England. And it's the French company is Canal Plus, which is, they are... Here's another bingo coming up. A representative from Canal Plus sat down with me and had lunch and tried to entice me at the Deauville Film Festival in France to get the Selby movie after they saw it. And then they ended up not taking it. So they have pretty high standards. So, you know, it's going to look pretty good.
This Zoltan guy.
Because my movie Zoltan. Doesn't, it's a good movie, but it doesn't look that great because it was produced for $1.67. I think it was the budget. What Zoltan?
Dang, $33 under budget on the film school.
I know.
This Zoltan guy is riding around in a bus that looks like a giant casket. And it's nice. The immortality bus. It's the most bizarre thing ever. It's even got flowers on top.
Who's the musician I told you about the other day, Jim? Oh, Screaming Lord Sutch. He used to drive around in a bus that looked like a hearse.
No, not a hearse. A casket.
I mean,
it's a giant casket.
Yeah, Screaming Lord Sutch was kind of the Screaming Jay Hawkins of England, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Except he was actually a hereditary lord, or did he buy a lordship? I think he bought a lordship. He was a trust fund kid, and he bought a band. Here's how bad he was. He put out a record that's not very good, where the backing band is mostly members of Led Zeppelin, The Who, and The Rolling Stones. And it's not a very good record. You got to be a pretty bad singer to put out that record with that backing band. You know, like the best musicians of the 70s couldn't save this guy, but he's pretty funny.
The best musicians of the time weren't keeping time right. They were kind of, everything was out.
They were drunk. I think there was a mountain of cocaine and whiskey in that studio, I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's how he paid them, probably. That and $1.67 each, which was a lot more money in that day than when I made my movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish I could have a hearse. Yeah, you know, if not a giant coffin bus with flowers on top.
Peace, man.
Yeah, peace be upon me. But yeah,
peace be upon you.
Yeah.
Oh, it became a blessed fest all of a sudden.
So tell me more about the Egg McMuffins they're running. All of the Egg McMuffins. Was that all of them?
No, there were a lot more. See, that's the thing about this website is there's like 30 of them.
Do you guys know where the origin of the term I knew? Jack Kennedy. I work with Jack Kennedy, and you, sir, are no Jack Kennedy. Do you guys know about that?
Well, you mentioned the Dan Quayle 88 debate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's a great quote. It's, you know, it was basically Dan Quayle was like comparing himself to JFK. Like, I'm as great as him. And Floyd Benson nailed him to the wall. It's such a great line.
Yeah, and they still won every single state.
Yeah.
So who's laughing ultimately? Dan Quayle, who got to be vice president.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You know what I love about this third-party candidate site here is that over on the right side, they have Republican, all the candidates that have withdrawn, like, you know, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, people you've heard of. And then above them, they've got all these third-party candidates like, you know, Martin Bormann and Art Drew. Not Martin Bormann. Zoltan Bormann. I don't know. But, like, it kind of makes it look like if you looked at the site. What's that?
Molten Boron.
Yeah, Molten Boron. I would pour it down your throat. It kind of makes it look like, well, you know, Joe Biden really couldn't cut it, and Jeb Bush and Ben Carson and Chris Christie, really, nobody really wanted them. But, you know, Bishop Julian Lewis Jr. and John Fitzgerald Johnson really are going to make it. They have a chance. Yeah.
I believe
Trump has a chance.
I think Trump, I'm going to get serious for a sec. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think Trump is the controlled opposition friend of Hillary who is running to make sure that Hillary becomes president.
Yeah, well, especially since now that the House is probably up for grabs to the Democrats too. So, And he's also actively telling people not to vote down ticket. Which, I mean, if you're into party politics,
what does down ticket mean? I don't know what that is.
Where when you vote for president, usually the first thing on the thing is president. Who do you want to be president? And then after that, it's like, who do you want to be your senator? Who do you want to be your congress critter? Who do you want to be your state senator?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Who's so telling you to not vote for anything for president?
No. What Trump is doing is he's saying, because they're not all supporting me right now, they're all kind of backing off because I said horrible things and do horrible things.
And I'm a horrible person.
Yeah. And I'm a horrible person. That they're the ones that are really horrible, so you should just vote for me and then not anything else. So that even if he does get elected, which he's not, even if he does get elected, he's going to be doing nothing because he's going to have a completely democratically controlled House in the Congress. Senate, excuse me. And, yeah, it's... It's dumb. It's unbelievably dumb. But he's doing a scorched earth campaign right now where he's just everything's the whole system's rigged. Don't vote for anybody else. Just vote for me. And
that really sounds like controlled opposition from Hillary. Don't vote Republican in anything else. Just vote for me, and I'll set you free.
Yeah. So I think we're really witnessing the systematic dismantling of the Republican Party, which would be fine if it was also the Democrats too.
I predict this election will make more anarchists than the one with Ron Paul, the last one with Ron Paul, that Ron Paul was in. Including from the left, because I think there are a lot of people who were religious about Bernie Sanders. You know, he was kind of the left Ron Paul, not in policy at all, but in, like, you know, kind of a true outsider.
Being a kooky old man.
Yeah, and then, you know, he's 100, they're both 108, and, you know, 18-year-olds who were about to vote for the first time really just worshiped them.
Ron Paul doesn't look a day over 101, though.
Yeah, and when they got blocked out by the system, a lot of young people in both cases lost complete faith in the system. So, come on, lefties, come over to the Freedom Fiends. Worse.
The ones that are still clinging on are holding on to Gary Johnson. So that train will.
They're holding on to the Johnson.
Definitely. Yeah, they're holding on to their Johnsons right now, and they're.
You could skip all that, by the way, if you're not a current Johnson supporter.
I haven't voted in like 6 years, but I think I'm going to go vote just to write in Zoltan Istvan. No, I'm not. Man, that's
or
time
a sweet
you could
meteor
spend.
Death.
Yeah.
I'm sweet.
I like what Tracy Morgan said on 30 Rock. You ever see that one where Jack tries to get him to do an ad for the Republican Party, and he tries to do it and he just can't do it. He can't bring himself to do it. So finally Jack just has Tracy Morgan do an ad that says, "Don't vote. Voting is time you could play. You could play three games of pool in the time it takes you to vote." That's what I think. I think there's a lot of stuff you could do. You know how much Bitcoin you could mine in the amount of time it takes you to go down and vote and come back?
Probably like eight.
Eight bips. Yeah.
You should still try to sell your vote, though. If you're in a swing state, see how much money people will give you. It might be illegal, but...
Wyoming is the least swinginest state there is. This is the most predominantly red state.
Oh,
you guys know that?
I was talking to Ohio listeners.
Ohio listeners. Yeah. They're just northern Kentuckians.
Triggered.
Good show. I'm finally awake. Yes. I finally just woke up from my nap and drank my coffee.
Well, I'm like nodding
ready to
off.
Go.
Like I got
okay.
Like I've been on Kensington Avenue all day.
Zoltan for born, it says unknown. I think they mean the year, but I think it implies it's unknown whether he was hatched.